Live and local.
Across the city.
And South Cambridgeshire.
This is Glenn Jones.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, I don't know if you've spotted this in the newspaper this week. What's this? Cambridge Independent here. There's an article here about a couple of cats called Fitz and Will who've come up with, well, their very own guide to Cambridge. They've done it to raise money for each East Anglia's children's hospices. Now, I've been trying to track down Fitz or Will for a chat. There is a slight issue, though, that being that I don't speak cat, and although you can guess at these things and say meow all you want, you never know what you're saying when you're saying meow. You might be saying something very rude in cat. So I decided that I'd try and get hold of their representative instead. I did manage to get hold of Catherine Mann earlier this week. Hello there, Catherine.
Hi there. Nice to speak to you, Glenn.
And to you as well. Now, I believe you know both Fitz and Will very well indeed because they came from your imagination. Is that right?
Yes, they're very good friends of mine and a lady called Laura Robson-Brown. And we created these from our imaginations, I think about 6 years or so now. And they're two very, very mischievous cats who know Cambridge City extremely well and probably know quite a lot of places that maybe some of our young listeners or their parents don't know much about. And they might have been up to a bit of mischief in some of those areas too.
Interesting. Now, you mentioned that they've been about for a couple of years. I understand this isn't their first adventure, is it?
No, they've had several adventures, each getting a little bit naughtier as we go along. So all the adventures are based or start off in Cambridge. So the first adventure is the Mayball adventure. So any of the listeners that you've got at the moment, they might hear about some amazing parties that the university colleges have each summer in May. And so our two naughty Cambridge cats have visited the Mayball. They've been into a graduation ceremony and they've also helped Father Christmas deliver presents in Cambridge on Christmas Eve. So they've been up to quite a lot and they've also popped into London on a trip to help the university boat race in action and help their win. Yep, so they've been pretty busy, Glenn.
It really does sound like they get up to all sorts. So tell me about this latest project they've been working on together.
Well, I think we've been working closely with Fitz and Will, who are getting, I suppose, a bit worried that some of the children during the summer holidays might not have enough to do. And they were hoping that more children and their parents might come and visit the city of Cambridge. So what they've done is they've put together a special guide, which you can pick up in many places in the town centre. And they have got a guide that you follow a little walking tour around the city centre, visiting about 12 magical places. And Will, I suppose, he's a bit keener to make sure everyone is learning a lot of information. So there's a kind of a fact as you go along through that tour and a bit of information about the location. And then there's also a question where you look at a building and you try and work out the answer to that question. So it's a fun guide, interactive as you go around, filling in things. There's a few quizzes in that guide, a word search, and it allows you to walk around and start to get to know the city you live in or the city you're visiting. And we really hope, Laura and I and the cats, that it really helps people to understand their city and just have a bit of fun. And it can take an hour, it can take 2 hours, it can take as long as you want, because you can stop off at places or you can have one go, come back another day, and just have a bit of fun, really.
It's just struck me that I don't actually know which cat's Fitz and which one's Will. There's a black cat and a white cat. Which one's Will, the one that wants to make sure that I know about what I'm looking at?
So Will is the big black cat and Fitz is white with a kind of grey tabby stripe going across her. And Glenn, they are super close friends. We often get asked whether they're brother and sister, but they're just best mates. And so they hang out the whole time together. And I'm not sure, most of your listeners may know, but the reason they're called Fitz and Will is because their home is at the Fitzwilliam Museum. And anybody who's been to the Fitzwilliam Museum must know there's two huge stone lions that sit outside it. And that's where they go to sleep every night. And those stone lions guard our lovely Cambridge cats every evening when they go to sleep.
That sounds like a fantastic place they've chosen to live. Does being cats give Fitz and Will, I don't know, a different take on life in Cambridge? I mean, we humans can get a bit blasé about things, can't we? We can take things for granted living in such an amazing place as Cambridge. But people come to visit from all around the world, don't they?
I think they do. And so we've got kind of, I think Fitz and Will feel very strongly and very proud of the place they live in. And they realise they live amongst such grandeur. And from their view a bit lower down, they seem to kind of see things from a bit of a different angle. So they always want to tell everyone what an amazing place it is to live in, really. And they always seem to be, like the joy of being young, to be excited by things. And they're kind of happy to go out every single day. They don't stay at home playing on their phones. That's what I can tell you, Glenn. They're out and about every single day exploring the place.
So you've got this trail that Fitz and Will have written all about in their new book called Explore Cambridge. What's next for Fitz, Will and the trail? What do you hope will come of this?
We're really focusing on making this a big fundraiser for East Anglia Children's Hospice. And we feel quite strongly, as do Fitz and Will, that it's been an amazing community effort so far. So we've had help from the Cambridge University Press, who've done the layout for the guide. We've had sponsors from small businesses across Cambridge, the hotels. And so we really want to thank everybody that's been involved. And we're getting more and more retailers that are happy to sell the brochure across the city. So we've got a big target, Glenn. Fitz and Will are very keen to raise £10,000 for East Anglia Children's Hospice. And then we think we can do that with the brochures across the summer holiday. We've already sold, I think, about £700 worth of brochures in the first week. So we're getting there. So a big thank you to all those out there that are buying them. And we hopefully, if this continues to go well, make it into an interactive guide that some students, but some tourists as well as our local residents might be able to download and use. And we've also got some interest from the primary schools within Cambridge, because there's a part of the Key Stage 1 syllabus, which is getting to know your local town or getting to know your local area better. So this is absolutely perfect, I say, with a pair for the cats. Have you got that, Glenn? Absolutely perfect for that as well. So at the moment, we really are focusing on the city guide. And then who knows where that will take us. We might move on to do another book sooner rather than later.
And why are each so important to Fitz, Will, and to the two of you, Laura and yourself, Catherine?
We've got to know the charity very well over the last 4 or 5 years or so. So we wanted to make sure we were working with a children's charity. We actually got directed to it from Prince William and Catherine, because weirdly they were given copies of our guides when they came to visit St John's Close, Cambridge. And so we asked them. It's all quite exciting, and it went all over the kind of global media. So we asked them if there's a, when we started to fundraise, if there was a charity that they would recommend us to work with, and we were directed towards Each, because I think as Catherine is a patron of Each, and also it's a children's charity and our books are for children. So that was a very nice kind of dovetail together. We've been fundraising for them since we've started. So every now and again in town, the cats are out with collection buckets. And we've also been doing some charity Christmas cards for them the last 4 or 5 years. So they're very special, wonderful charity, and we feel very strongly about doing our very best for them.
And I don't believe that I hadn't heard about that before. Fitz and Will, friends with royalty as well. Well, I never.
Wonders will never cease in Cambridge. It's always a bit magical, isn't it?
Now, if we want to get a hands on this book, I believe you've got various places across the area that are actually stocking it. And you've got a list of the people on your website. How do I find you, Laura, Fitz and Will online, Catherine?
Oh, that's brilliant. So we really appreciate this coverage, and we really want to make sure as many people can access purchasing the booklet as possible. So this is a small booklet and it only costs £2.50. The exciting thing is 100% of the proceeds, not profit, will go to the charity. So when you're buying a book for £2.50, that £2.50 is going directly to Each, because of all the support from the community. We've been able to cover all the costs straight away. If you go into, so we've got the Little Gift Shop in Cambridge is stocking it. Heffers are stocking it. Cambridge University Press Bookshop are stocking it. Most of the museums will start stocking it in the next 2 to 3 weeks or so. And if you would want to double check where it's on sale at the moment, you just need to go to www.fitzandwill.com.
Let me make a note of that now. Fitzandwill.com. Thank you very much indeed for your time, Catherine, and send my love to Fitz and Will as well, won't you?
I'll give them a big cuddle from you, and thank you very much for supporting us. We really appreciate it.
Cambridge 105 Radio.